Mumon Khan, Case 19. Ordinary mind is down. Joshu once asked Nansen, "What is down?" Nansen answered, "Ordinary mind is down." "Then should we direct ourselves towards it or not?" asked Joshu. "If you try to direct yourself towards it, you go away from it." Joshu continued, "If we do not try, how can we know that it is down?" Nansen replied, "Thou does not belong to knowing or not knowing. Knowing is illusion. Not knowing is blankness. If you really attain to Tao of no doubt, it is like the great void, so vast and boundless. How then can there be right or wrong in the Tao?" At these words, Joshu was suddenly awakened. Questioned by Joshu, Nansen immediately, this is Mumon's commentary. Questioned by Joshu, Nansen immediately shows that the tile is disintegrating, the ice is dissolving, and no communication whatsoever is possible. Even though Joshu may be awakened, he can truly get it only after studying for 30 more years. Mumon's poem. Hundreds of flowers in spring, the moon in autumn, the cool breeze in summer, the snow in winter. If there is no vain cloud in your mind, for you it is a good season. Ordinary mind is down. Could also translate it in English as ordinary mind is the way. Tao, way are both ways that people have translated this word. So, ordinary mind. This Tao is actually the way with a capital W, you could say. The way. There's, the word is used in various different places in China, Japan, and other parts of East Asia to describe the way of the universe, the way of, and they use it in various art, kendo, way of the sword. There's the way of calligraphy, the way. In China, the word Tao, which of course comes from Taoist tradition, is used to translate the word Buddha or Bodhi, or even words sometimes like truth or the ultimate. The The truth of Zen. The truth of our life. The truth that the Buddha teaches. The wisdom that is our life. Ordinary mind is the way. So when Joshu is asking, what is Tao? What is the way? Nansen answered, ordinary mind is the way. That would have been enough for this case. Nothing more needed. If Joshu had, so to speak, gotten it. If Joshu had sensed, what is this that we're talking about? Being just this moment. What's the next for, what words? Compassion's way. That's the way we're talking about. Could just say, being just this moment, the way. Unfortunately, we think it's something else. Much less we tend to think it's a way of doing things. So what's the way I can get to Champagne? You know, you take this road, you go here, here, here. What's the way to get better? Oh, you take this medicine, you take this, you do that. What's the way I could be at peace? This is one of many questions that we see posed in our Zen and Buddhist tradition in many cases. You have variations on this. My mind is not at peace. Please put it at peace. If we're looking for instructions how to get something, as Joshu then poses, then should we direct ourselves towards it or not? Should we direct ourselves towards it or not? Notice how he's understanding it as something else to get to. Notice how we think our practice is to get to somewhere else. Nonsense answer is very direct. There's some who've criticized Nansen in the Zen tradition. He's being too grandmotherly kind. Should have just whacked Joshu. And of course, in Zen tradition, you find many examples of that. In fact, what is Buddha? Mind is Buddha, says Mahatsu. Of course, at another time, what is Buddha, which is not different than what is Tao, even though it's different. Mahatsu also says, not mind, not Buddha. But Nansen is very kind to Joshu. He says, if you try to direct yourself towards it, you go away from it. Joshu said, if we do not try, he really means if I don't try, how can I know that it is Tao? He's not asking about we, he's asking about himself. He's not asking some abstract question. Nansen replied, Tao is not, well, there's different ways to translate it into English. He says, Tao does not belong to knowing or not knowing. Knowing is illusion, not knowing is blankness. Yeah. Our tendencies is to attempt to figure out instructions and then try to follow the instructions and to see, can I get to the thing that I want that's somewhere else? Notice that when we say caught in self-centered dream, caught in dream, holding to thoughts, we know right away we're getting into trouble. Not knowing is blankness, is blank consciousness. Some people translate that. Things as is. Things as is. Of course, if we are aiming for something called the Tao that we need to direct ourselves toward, then we get to all sorts of complaints about what is and isn't, what did I get? This isn't the Tao that I think I should have. This isn't the way it should be. And we very much know how that works. Caught in dreams about what should and shouldn't. I got it. I didn't get it. We put the Tao in one hand and then our ideas about what it should be, what Bodhi, and we compare. Oh, do these two look alike? Do they not? Our dreaming thoughts and knowledge blinds us to this moment as is. See? Is spring the way it's supposed to be? The flowers came too early. It's not yet spring. How come they're out there? Oh, it's too windy now. Oh, there's too much snow. I'm not supposed to have windy like this in the spring. Oh, this must mean it's still winter, or it's not winter, or when idle concerns don't hang in your mind is one way someone translates that. A little more explanatory. If there is no vain cloud in your mind, more poetic. But in a way, for some of us, idle concerns might be more useful to point us to exactly where and how holding to self-centered thoughts Then if idle concerns called self-centered thoughts blind us, spring isn't good, autumn's not good, summer's not good, winter's not good. Right now is not good. Life as is, I need to get somewhere else, something else. Then we miss our very life. We don't, to use the expression, attain the Tao of no doubt. Attain the Tao of no doubt. Don't have to add the no doubt, but we could say if you truly reach the genuine Tao, says another translation, the doubt that is the Tao that is not something that we doubt. Another translation, if you really reached the true way beyond all doubt. Doubts are what blind us. The caught in dreams, the holding to thoughts and judgments and images that we compare with. Is this the way it is? Is that the way it is? There, there. We miss this very life. And if we think this, what is the way, is to give us direction of what to do and not to do, then we're off to baking cakes, but we're going to miss our life. No matter what cake we produce, we'll never be satisfied with that, because it's not the no doubt. It's not this vast, boundless life that we are. It's not this that has nothing to do with right or wrong, has nothing to do with the way it should be or shouldn't be, because that's where we get in trouble. Then life is only good is if it's the life the way I think it should be, not as is. I'll be thankful if that is the way it is, but not that way. No, then I'm not thankful. We've talked about the practice that Joko recommends sometimes. Thanks for everything. No complaints whatsoever. But we have lots of complaints about what is and isn't the Tao. Then we miss who we are. Then this isn't our best season. We have only the good season that we've figured out, the good day, the good life, according to, and you put your name in, the good life according to me right now. But not with that, not with that. I've got to try to do something to get rid of that. Those thoughts shouldn't arise. Those feelings shouldn't arise. It doesn't fit the way I dreamed it up. Vast and boundless as the great empty firmament. Wow. Big fancy words. Vast and boundless is enough. But don't get big ideas about vast. Boundless. A single particle of dust is the vast, boundless universe right here. Then it's the disintegrating tile and the dissolved ice right here. So we are in Sachin, where not even for a moment are we any distance, any separation. We're never away from this ordinary moment. And yet we can miss it morning, noon, and night if we're in our dreams morning, noon, and night. It's not far, and yet caught, then this mind is not okay. This life is not okay. This moment is not okay. You mean I'm supposed to be thankful for this? He should, I should, they could, if only. The more we strive for something else, the more we miss right now, here, we miss it. We all have exactly what we need to continue to do and be this Sachin practice right now. And it needs your effort. So you're not blinded by what you think you know, what you believe you know, nor by what you believe you don't know. Vast emptiness, no holiness, says Bodhidharma. Some of you are aware that next month I'm going to Japan for a celebration of Master Keizan Jokin. Keizan Zenji was the fourth ancestor from Dogen, Eihei Dogen, Koen Eju, Tetsugikai, Keizan Jokin. And he was the founder of what's now Sojiji. So there's going to be some special ceremonies. Japanese have a tradition of every 100 years, every 50 years to celebrate both Keizan Zenji's and Dogen Zenji's life activities, as well as other masters. So, Master Keizan Zenji was awakened on hearing his teacher Tetsugikai's talk on ordinary mind is the way. Hearing it, he said, "I've got it." So his teacher said, "How have you got it?" He said, "A jet black iron ball speeds through the dark night." But his teacher wasn't quite satisfied or wanted to test him further. I won't say what wasn't satisfied. He was satisfied, but he didn't approve it. He said, "Not enough. Speak further." Keizan said, "When I am thirsty, I drink. When I am hungry, I eat. So his teacher said, in the future, you will certainly promote Zen practice. Cao Tong Zen, Soto Zen. Tomorrow, maybe I'll talk on one of the cases, in fact, the last case of the Denkoroku transmission of light that was written by Keizan Zenji. It'll be of his teacher's teacher. Ehe Dogen Konejo, so that's the second ancestor in Japan. So, thank you.